Stopcast is an explicit rated podcast that will contain foul language, sexual references, and poorly timed jokes. The Stopcast crew is not responsible for missing farm animals or recurring charges from your therapist.
Well, I've done two of the mythics of the four, and then I got busy. And I come back on for like an hour and was doing some things, and Big and Fred are like, come on, man, we're running through mythic. I'm like, no. Like, I'm burnt out on it right now. Oh, it's just two. We'll just run them through you real quick. I'm like, no. I don't want to do them. Like, well, you get a 9.5 piece or 9.95 piece or 8.95 piece or some bullshit out of the heroic catch you, whatever. I was like, oh, it's just two. Won't take 30 minutes. I'm like, what part of fucking no do you not understand?
Stopcast.
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 Jay.
Mike.
Pac-Man.
Stopcast Podcast.
Who wants to hear a show? God.
Hello and welcome to the Stopcast Podcast, episode number 313.
It's February 7th, 2017.
What's up, everybody? My name is Jay. With me, of course, is Mike.
I got the sick.
Mr. Sickness.
Yep.
And also with us, of course, is the Pac-Man.
What's up?
So, stopcast.net is our website. It's nothing super special. It's just got all of our old episodes on it. You can go there.
All of them?
No, it's got most of our old episodes on there. That's
a lot.
Yeah, that's a lot. I was looking back kind of through some of the old stuff today, and that's a lot because we have an email pertaining to that we'll read in a little bit here. Stopcast@gmail.com is our email address. We've got a few emails to go through in just a few minutes. Yep. And 209-845-7867 is our phone number if you want to call and leave us a voicemail. We did get three voicemails this week, which should be very interesting and entertaining. So you'll want to stick around for those at least. You might have to endure a little bit of talk as we go through our week here, but otherwise the emails would be worth sticking around for.
A whole bunch of daggered breathing heavy.
Right, there's a little bit of daggered in there, but we'll save the best for last so that everybody has to stick around for the daggered email or voicemail.
And the Myro, that one long
email.
One?
Yeah, and the Myro email is, it's gonna be a long ride.
I'm gonna be enlightened after this.
I'm not reading any of it.
Oh. Okay, so that's about it as far as that stuff goes. We can get right into our week unless anyone has any objections.
Yeah.
3, 2, 1, go.
What?
What did you do this week?
So Pac wasn't with us last week. How's your 2 weeks been?
I forgot all about it.
Little schedule change kind of fucked you up.
Well, I figured, I was laying there. I was like, well, if they have one, usually when you guys call me in on Skype, it'll come through on my phone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to sleep and I guess you guys ever called because it never woke me up.
You were offline. I couldn't call you even if I wanted to.
Mike was like,
I have a bad habit of signing out sometimes. If y'all would have just texted me, I'd probably woke up and come down here and done it. But no, I was in the bed.
We thought about it.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. Yeah. What have I done? Bunch of stuff.
That's something that you normally say on a Saturday night or a Sunday morning?
Yeah. Usually I ain't done.
Lord, what have I done?
No, I've had a pretty busy 2 weeks. Did I tell you guys about my son getting in trouble at school for asking a girl to show him her boobs?
No,
we didn't hear this one.
Him and another buddy, and his little, I know his buddy's dad, and I used to run around with him a little bit, but I went to college and got out, got a good job, had kids, and settled down to where this boy's dad never did. Okay. He's still a punk bitch. I can only imagine how his son is, because when he come in and tell me who his best friend is, I'm like, motherfucker. I'm like, is that so-and-so's son? They're like, he's like, yeah. I'm like, well, shit. He's a redheaded kid, so he has no soul. And anyway, so they got the bright idea. Now, I'm not making excuses for my son, my oldest son. I'm not making excuses for him because he did it, and his ass got in trouble for it. But he is not the kind of person to say something like this. He's a little bit more conservative. Now, my younger one wouldn't surprise me one bit.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so I get a call from the teacher, and she's embarrassed to tell me about it. Apparently, they got together and conspired to ask this girl in their class to see their her boobs.
What grade is now, he in?
He's in second, and he's 8 years old.
Shit.
First thing that popped in my mind when he got... Trying to keep a straight face for this is the hardest thing.
Yeah. Great.
So, and I was in Discord when I got the call, because he hadn't got home from school yet. And his, you know, teacher tell me, and I told her, like, you know, I don't talk like that around him. I know his teacher. She went to school with me, and she knows what kind of person I am, too. So, first thing that popped in her head was probably like, he probably got that shit from his daddy, but I promise you, I don't talk like that around my kids. unless they've heard me say it over Discord. But anyway,
right.
So he gets home, and I'm sitting in Discord. Of course, all the crew's in there. I said, you know what? I said, I'm going to hotkey my mic and just let everybody listening to my discipline actions here. So as soon as he come in from school, I made him come over here and sit down with my mic hotkeyed.
Yeah.
And let everybody listen to this. And of course, he was real shy about it. He didn't want to tell me why he asked to see your boobs. My very first thing I said to him was, why in the hell are you asking an 8-year-old girl to see her boobs? They have no boobs. I said, if you want to see boobs that size, I'll show you mine. You know, that's about what you're going to get. And then, of course, he told me that, you know, this Colin boy, it was more his idea. He just went along with it.
Uh-huh.
All right. And I said, well, I said, take your ass down there and play in the road and wait for a car to come by and hit you. He said, no. I said, see how fucking easy that was? Just no. Tell him no. When he wants you to do some stupid shit, no. And he only lives like a mile down the road, and I can see his house from here.
Mm-hmm.
And when I went out, when I was looking, I seen that Colin boy out there playing on the trampoline. I said, now see? I said, he's not getting in trouble. He's out there having the time of his life. Your ass is in trouble. So, yeah, they got to get a kick out of that Discord trying to listen to me discipline him. It's kind of funny. But it was one of them things where you can't be mad, but you're mad.
Cause, right.
Because, you know, anytime anything happens in school, they question the parents.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Kids don't have a mind of their own anymore. It's a fucking upbringing.
Right.
But anyway, yeah, that happened. What else happened this week? Anything good? No. I had to go to the ER a couple nights ago.
What?
Oh, boy.
Super Bowl night, actually. I was sitting on the couch just watching the Super Bowl. I didn't jump up or get up any other way than I normally do off the couch. Mm-hmm. I got up off the couch to go get me a beer out of the refrigerator. And when I stood up, I had the god-awful pain hit me in the top of my hip on my left side. I hit the fucking ground. Like, it made me want to cry. It was hurting so bad.
Damn.
I didn't know what the fuck I'd done. It's like, well, I threw a fucking hip out getting off a fucking couch. So I go to the ER and they run some scans and shit, and they still haven't got back to me, which just been a couple of days ago.
Yeah.
I think I pinched a fucking nerve.
Sure.
Sciatic or something.
That night, I did not get any sleep. There was no which way I could lay or turn to make it feel any better. Rubbed icy hot all over it. Everything.
Just not on your butthole.
Called one of my old crackhead friends up and got a fucking lore set off of him. I was trying everything to get this pain to go away. Never did, but the next day it hurts, and it still hurts like when I try to get up or down, like going from prone to standing up or laying down to standing up, it hurts. But if I'm up walking, not too bad. So I think maybe I just grazed nerve, pinched nerve, or something.
Sounds like it. Yeah.
I don't think I'm old enough to need a fucking hip replacement yet.
Yeah.
But yeah, that happened. That's about all real life kind of stuff. Oh, the Chicago trip, we pretty much got it all good and set in stone.
Yeah.
Cool. Stop laughing-a-thon is what we're calling it. Because of Spidey, and he stopped laughing. When everybody was laughing at him at one night, and he got mad. He's like, stop laughing.
Stop laughing.
So, yeah. It's going to be April 7th through the 9th. It'll be Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It's in Chicago.
Okay.
I think we got 14 people.
Yeah.
Right now going. So, yeah.
What's the plan for that? Have you guys got a kind of an agenda lined up or anything or no?
Not a fucking thing.
Yeah.
Just float around, eat and drink and bar hop and try to look as many boobies as I can. Mm-hmm. Susie was going to go. And I love her to death, but I didn't want her to fucking go. So she's been wanting to go out to Utah to see her sister. She's got a sister that moved out there about 10 years back.
Yeah.
Went to college, and she just stayed out there in old Mormon country.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Which I never go because, guess what? I fucking hate Utah. There's nothing there I want to go for. But anyway, I'm like, you know what? I was like, and her mom's going in April. I said, I'll just buy you a plane ticket to go on out there.
Yeah.
She's like, really? I'm like, yeah. She's like, you're just trying to get me not to go to Chicago. I said, no. I said, just go with your mom. I said, your mom's already going. Just go. So she took that hook, line, and sinker. So she's going to Utah. So daddy gets to go play.
Yep.
Nice.
So, yeah, we're going to be doing that. And we're staying on the Magnificent Mile in Chicago so we don't get shot or gang raped or solicited for anything. We're not supposed to be doing, because some of us probably buy into it. Not going to name no names, but yeah. So we're doing that. So and also, there's a couple people that need roomies. So if you're going and you're listening, because I know we got some people that listen, going.
Mm-hmm.
Bill don't know if his wife's going, so he might need a roomie. And Paper Sack needs a roomie because I refused to room with him.
Because he snores, along
with several other people. So, of course, me and Stiff's rooming together.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't Stiff care.
Has a fucking velociraptor in his nose.
No, that's just the thing. When we was at Campathon, I never fucking heard a thing out of Stiffy.
I think that was just how he was laying that night.
Paper, man, it's enough to make you want to punch him in the face. Like, it gets so bad. So, but I mean, if it comes down to it, he can room with me and Steve. We can get like a two beds with a pull out couch or something.
Like that. Put Paper in with Diablocito. Diablocito puts his little fucking
I don't know
space
if he's
mask
going.
On.
I don't know if Diablo's going or not, but I requested, or I told Jim Gnarly he was looking for a roomie that he can have Paper, which, hey, love Paper to death, but he's a snorer. Bad. Then he says, oh, if I sleep on my side, I won't snore. Bullshit.
Yeah, no, that's not true.
He was on his side, and I stuck pillows on his back so he wouldn't roll over, and he still snored like a motherfucker.
Oh, yeah.
So that's not true. He's like, well, when my friends go out with me, a lot of times they bring earplugs. I'm like, it's sad that the one thing I have to remember before I leave to go to Chicago is to bring earplugs. I'm not fucking with you. You're rooming with somebody else.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a good time. Everybody's more than welcome. We don't care who you are. We don't care if you're part of the Slash 2 crew or if you just listen, just whatever. And there's no agenda. It's just we're all going to meet up, stay the whole weekend, and eat and drink. So there's that. As far as in-game, been raiding. Normal two nights. I think we're 7 of 10, I think, somewhere around in there. We had a pretty big hiccup on Tichondrius. I think there's a sweet spot on that with a number of people, and I think we just had an extra healer that was really lagging it down. Just one extra person was, because that one extra person didn't show up one night, and we shot right through. So yeah, apparently there's a sweet spot in there for us. I don't know how other people are, but we got him down. Everything else is good. We're going to start doing alt runs couple alt runs, Emerald Nightmare and shit, if anybody's interested in that, besides you guys, because you're pussy ass alliance.
Right.
I leveled a shaman up, elemental shaman. Started on him yesterday morning and got him to 110 about 4 hours ago.
Shit.
So,
I didn't work yesterday or today. I took off and didn't do anything but level him because I wanted an extra character to mess around with. Because I'm getting tired of tanking, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Got to break up the monotony.
Yeah.
Overwatch, of course. We play that every day.
I see you guys on there all the time. I keep hit you guys up.
We're always on there. If we're not Warcrafting, we're Overwatching. And we're trying to get some of the new skins and of the Japanese holiday, wherever the hell it is.
Oh, I've had a horrible fucking run with Overwatch lately. It's just AFKers, people jogging into walls.
Oh, yeah.
That's the thing. If we don't have a full group, we won't do it. Because one shitty random will lose you the fucking game.
Yeah.
I mean, they will. So unless we got six, we usually don't mess with it. We've always got, you know, V will come in there and pick up a spot, or Meech, or, you know, somebody like that. Mm-hmm. We got a couple people in the guild that just play Overwatch. So all they do is play Overwatch. They don't play well, but yeah, we got that going too. That's about it. Did you put in the show notes anywhere about the Heroes of the Storm thing, Jay?
No.
I'll do that on the news part. What'd you do, Jay?
Let's see. I've been playing a lot of Battlefield still. Battlefield 1, having a lot of fun with that. We talked about that kind of a little bit more last week, but it's a fun game for what it is. And let's see what else in rating. Mike, you might have to correct me if I get this wrong. Let's see, we did because we switched to Sunday, so we had we would have had last Thursday and Sunday. I think we're at, how many are we at now? 7?
8?
I don't even fucking know. I don't keep track.
We got Grand Magistrix Elisande left and Gul'dan.
Yeah.
Gul'dan.
On normal, yeah. So, yeah, I mean, rating has been going good.
You think that there was a big block in there? It seemed to me like the first 3 to 4 bosses were fairly easy. Then it's fuck you.
Yeah.
Starhogger we had some issues with.
Yeah.
It took us a couple nights. But I think we got that figured out finally.
I think Starhogger, yeah. Fuck that guy.
Yeah. Fuck that shiny bastard.
We had to come up with a different way of doing it than what the recommended strategy was.
Yeah, well, I mean, we do the same thing. On Spellblade, we run 3 tanks. Never have a problem with it. Just to each tank gets one of those stacks from the Annihilate. And then by the time, you know, all 3 of you got it, you know, one of you's back up to take it. Yeah. Because without that, he was having a hard time keeping us up. So, and I'm sure we could do it with 2 if we said really get it. But hell, what's it matter? We got enough DPS to hit it with 3 tanks. So we've been done. We did it with 3 tanks every time. Roll right through it one shot. So, sorry, Julia.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, other than that, I haven't been doing a whole lot. Just been busy with real life stuff. I'm sick of this fucking snow, I can tell you that much.
Oh.
We got like another 10 inches of snow today.
Yeah.
That I'm just sick of, so.
It's 71 degrees here today and yesterday.
I fucking hate it. I hate this shit up here. Yeah. But yeah, anyway, Mike, what did you do the rest of the last week here? Did you have another stick come through your window?
Oh, no, not me.
No?
No. I had, let's see, it was a few days ago. I'm driving along one of the machines and a tree decided to come in the cab with me and pinned me up in the cab a little bit. And
right.
Did it catch you outside?
No, it didn't catch me outside.
How about that?
No, but I did have to slide underneath the tree because it was like right through the cab, like right fucking here. It hit me in the arm, and then it finally, it kind of threw me around a little bit, and then it slid up in front of me. And I end up opening the door on the one side, sliding underneath the tree, standing outside the machine, putting it in reverse and backing out so that the tree goes back out of the machine. And then spending the next hour fixing the window and getting that all bent back into shape, which I actually think is better now than it was before it got fucked up. But then I think it was the next 2 days after I got in another machine and dropped that fucker in the swamp.
Yeah.
You want to talk about a sinking feeling. I don't think I've ever been more or had more anxiety or felt more helpless in my life. Just waddling along, and all of a sudden, just poof, the front disappeared, and I fell right 6 feet down into the swamp.
Yeah.
And all I could do was just put the front of the machine down and hold it up. And then I had to go run for help. And I ran for 2 miles to go get help.
Shit.
So then we finally, it took 4 hours to get the machine back out of the swamp.
Hmm.
And, I mean, this is a 65,000-pound machine.
Right.
And the problem with the swamp is that we don't know where the bottom is. It could be 5 feet deep. It could be 50 feet deep. You don't know where the bottom of the swamp is. Nobody measures that.
Right.
I didn't want to be the one who finds out how deep that is, so we're not going back in there.
Yeah. And once you get in there a little bit, isn't there like a major suction factor that you have to deal with? If your tires get so far in?
Well, it's... Yeah, because you're trying to... You have everything over top of it, right? So when you're taking volume from one spot and replacing it in another,
right?
It's like, you know, when you're a kid and you shuffle your feet in the sand when you're standing in the pond or into the mud, and then you try to pull one foot out.
Right. I mean, it's like walking through thick mud. You know, half the time you take a step and you lose your boot because your boot wants to stay where it's at.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So yeah, you see, you have to. In the swamp, if you do sink, normally what you do is you get a backhoe out there and you dig out around it, and you can set up water pumps or you can pay somebody to sit there all night and bail that fucker out so the water doesn't fill everything up.
Yeah.
And then you wait for it to freeze. It gets nice and cold, all the swamp freezes, so then you can kind of put more material in there and then walk that fucker right back out.
Yeah.
However, we are not expecting the kind of weather that would allow it to freeze.
Right.
So, I've heard stories of guys who've sunk a machine and then had to pay a helicopter to come in and lift the fucker out of the swamp. And then it cost so much money that they just said, fuck it, I don't want to log anymore, and they quit.
Yeah.
I had lots of those scenes rolling through my head of, I just cost my company, it's company.
Right.
You know, we're fucking screwed. And I'm the guy who's supposed to fix everything and not fuck up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the one guy that my dad has that keeps everything going all the time and never fucks anything up.
Mm-hmm.
So I just about get killed. It just about cost us a fucking fortune. Not a good couple of days. Now, today, this morning, when I'm fixing shit, trying to get ready to go again so we can... This machine is still sitting in the swamp. We put out these great big fucking 12x6 pads so this thing could sit on these, you know, walk up on there and just park and just fucking sit there and don't do nothing until it gets hard enough to move again.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I'm making a road out to this thing, so I have all this stuff, you know, laying down so you can walk on top of material, get back out of the swamp. Well, I'm trying to fix another machine so we can finish this. We had a blowed hose, so we're leaking hydraulic fluid all over. Can't do shit. When I get my pickup running so that I can listen to the radio, and all of a sudden over the communications radios we have, Michael, I need your help. What's the matter? I need some help putting a window back in. Like, it's like, which one did you knock out of this machine? And then the machine the guy was running is, if a window comes out, usually something fucking bad happened. Mm. Sure as shit. About a 12-foot chunk of aspen tree decided to come through the back window. And he took a picture of it, and it flicked his ear as it come by his head. I mean, we're talking about a nice big spear fucking tree right along the side of his head. Flicks his ear. Fuck, man. We ain't supposed to be here.
Nope.
Something's trying to fucking kill us is what it is. Universe is spinning against us in the wrong fucking way. So it's been an interesting couple of weeks, to say the least, in the woods. And I am ready to fucking be done with the place that we are at, because we've been there far too long, and we're cutting shittier and shittier wood, and I just about knocked my fucking forester out today because he pissed me off. But I refrained, and I went back to work, and I let my dad handle it. So we still have a contract to deliver timber. But, yeah, I mean, so aside from real life shit, well, I guess real life, my son also had an interesting conversation with one of his friends that I had to sit down and talk with him about last night.
Oh, yeah.
He got a little chirpy on the hockey bench at practice. They started scrimmaging at a hockey game, inner squad, and all different kids from his team. You know, they got three different teams, but they break them all up, and then they play a game.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there was one boy on the other team that I'm friends with his dad, too, and his boy was chirping and saying shit or whatever, calling people names. So old fucking Ryer has to stand up in the box and say, "Emmett pees in his mom's mouth." So,
where did he get that?
I have no fucking idea. So, I come home to Darcy chasing him around the house, telling him he needs to get his ass in his room and read. Apparently, he was hoping, he was all hunky dory when he got picked up from hockey practice, thinking, you know, this is all over, I'm going home. Well, no. His sister decided that was a perfect time, when they're all sitting down locked in the vehicle, to tell mom about what Ryer had said. So he started freaking out in the vehicle. Well, she dealt with him for the next about half hour before I got home, acting like a total fucking lunatic because he knew he got busted. So when I get home, he refused to tell me what he said, because I said, "Look, man, I had a hell of a day. I sunk machine in the swamp. I ain't mad. I'm just beyond anything right now. So I just want to know what you called this kid. What'd you say?" And he refused to tell me. Like, he made shit up three fucking times. Finally, by the third time, I'm like, "You're lying to me." Because you can see in his face, he kind of gets this like half smirk. You can read him like a fucking, like a newspaper, you know, it's just black and white print, so you know when he's lying. So I went up and I had Darcy, "What did he say?" So she tells me, and I'm standing there, you know, trying not to laugh, because he's right down the hall.
Yeah.
So I go back in there, and I'm still trying not to laugh. And he's sitting on the floor, and he's looking just dejected, you know, like, "Shit, Dad's pissed," and all that, and I just, you know, explained to him why you can't say that shit, and how, you know, I'm not putting you up for hockey practice to be talking shit to your friends or whatever. You're there to practice. And I said, "Someday you'll learn the chirp game." And I said, "Why do you have to be the one kid who says the most fucked up thing?" Like, you can't just leave well enough alone with "you smell funny" or something like that. No, this kid pisses in his mom's mouth. Like, I don't want to hear this again. So he was all upset. But anyway, we did have a good talk about it. Fucking kid, though. Pissing. Emmett pees in his mom's mouth. Come on, man. So. Fucking A. But yeah, Warcraft's been doing all right. I have had zero time to commit to playing anything other than Raid, because shit's just too fucking busy. Busy lately. Haven't been able to get hardly any time to get on. But yeah, I'm happy with our bits of progression. I was a little pissed at Starhawker.
Mm-hmm.
Felt like we hit too much of a fucking wall with that. And didn't know how we were going to get around it. And then we changed up the final phase strat just a little bit and ignored the big ad. and just burnt the boss, and no problem. And then Tachondris fucking wasn't too bad. Changed our positioning like 3 times, and I think after about the 5th pole we killed him. Something like that. I don't remember how many poles it was. I think it was 5. 5 or 6.
Yeah. Pack, how many healers you guys got in your group?
On average? 4 to 5.
Okay. And that's how big is your group? Like 20 still? Or
20.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, we've lost a couple of DPS.
Yeah.
So I think that's what was hurting us a little bit, was losing, you know, running 5 healers with 18 people.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, I hate to set anybody.
Right.
Because they're there. So we just been kind of barreling through it. But that Tachondris fight, we had to wait until one of them didn't show up. And yeah. We got it.
Yeah.
Because it was just that hair enough more life that was just hitting the rage timers.
Right.
Fuck, tell one of those motherfuckers they gotta go DPS.
I don't think any of them have it.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I don't think any of them have a DPS spec. But then, if you have somebody that switches DPS and they're not that good at DPS, and they're only pulling 200k and piece of purpose anyways.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we got through it finally.
That's good.
What else you got, Mike? Oh.
There was something else, but I can't for life remember what it was, but it's no big deal. All's well, still alive, still playing some video games and logging trees still so far. That's good for me.
All right, cool. Let's talk about a little bit of news.
Here's some news that really sucks. Probably about some Warcraft stuff. No one even gives a fuck. Warcraft news.
So you had something there for Heroes. What was going on with that?
Yeah, seen the other day. Starts February 14th on Valentine's Day, I think.
Okay.
You play Heroes of the Storm. You have to play 15 games, not win, play 15 games on a Warcraft character in Heroes of the Storm with a friend.
Mm-hmm.
And you will get the exclusive mount.
Huh.
It is a like a flame saber.
Ooh.
Cool mount. Really cool mount. All you gotta do is play 15 games of Heroes of the Storm with a friend. You don't have to win. Don't have to be the same friend. It's on 15 games with a friend on a Warcraft character, and you will get that mount.
Cool.
And game World of Warcraft. Or you can just do it regularly and not play the World of Warcraft characters, and you get an in-game mount for Heroes of the Storm.
Okay.
But, of course, no, most of our crew and audience is going to want that Warcraft mount. So, 15 games with a friend.
And you get a Warcraft,
on a Warcraft
mount.
It's got to be a Warcraft character, though.
To get the Warcraft mount.
To get the Warcraft mount.
Huh.
Yep. So you got to play Lich King or somebody like that.
Yeah. Shit, yeah, 15 I'll do games. That.
Yeah, I mean, it's an easy free mount.
Right.
And it's a cool-ass looking mount. It's pretty much the Mana Saber or whatever, the new, you know, the...
Primal,
but it's
Flame
fire.
Saber.
Okay.
Yeah, Flame Saber, yeah. Yep, it's a cool mount.
Hmm.
So, free mount. If you already got Heroes of Storm, I know most of us do.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Easy cool mount. Mount. That thing's fucking sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God damn it. Just when I think I'm out. They pull you back in.
Right.
Well, you just got to go play 15 games. You don't have to win, so.
Right.
Be easy. I'm sure we'll do it as soon as it comes out. If you guys are on, you hop in there with us. We got plenty going to be doing it. So.
Yeah.
That's it.
Cool.
Free mount.
Free mount. Get your free mount.
And it's a cool one. It's not like, oh, shit, mount. It's
right.
Cool.
Yeah.
So. I don't really know Blizzard's reason behind doing it. I mean, it'll up the numbers for Heroes of the Storm for about a month.
Yeah.
And then that's it. Yeah, but probably. Hey, whatever works for you, bud.
Yeah, they're probably hoping a few people will stick around, but
Well, they'll probably make just a little bit of money off of it because there's going to be these, you know, a few people that probably don't have any of the Warcraft characters and they'll have to buy one. I've got two in my guild I know of that don't have any Warcraft characters and they're going to have to buy one.
Yeah.
I got Jaina.
There you go. I think everybody's got Jaina, don't they?
Sylvanas.
Sylvanas.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, there you go. Get you free mount. I think it's February 14th, I think is when it said. 14th, 15th, something like that.
Valentine's Day?
Yeah, that's next week.
Yeah. Get your old lady some roses.
Oh, fuck. I have to go to that 50 Shades of Gay movie.
Looks for you.
Yeah, but so, I'm probably going to get a fucking head afterwards, so I'm okay with that.
So FYI, there won't be a show next week.
Yeah. Fuck.
We'll be doing Heroes of the Storm instead.
Yep.
Right. I'll be storming some kind of hero. I'm gonna get drunk in the theaters. What's going to happen?
Yeah.
A bottle of whiskey and order a large Coke.
There you go.
Catch my beer between them thighs. How about that?
How about that?
Catch me outside. How about that? But yeah, that's all I want to say about that.
Alright. We got some emails. Time to open up the inbox. We're gonna have a message or not. Now a long voicemail, now a loving email. Gonna hear some dumbass thoughts. Oh not, but probably so. First email is, says hello Stabcast, it's Meowth900 here again.
Hello.
I don't think I've been listening to you guys as long as Jim Gnarly. I hope I spelled it right. But I think I've been listening when you guys were in the early 200s. Anyway, good show, despite all the drama bombs that went off. And
drama bombs is the show title.
And all that crap you guys had to deal with in guilds and raiding. Still a good show with a chillax environment. Anyways, I'm back in school now, so I can't stay up for your show, but I'll listen when Jay puts it on a new episode on iTunes. I'm currently taking basic skills in chemistry and introduction to business, so RIP video game time and hello headaches and sleep loss. Going to be a long 4 months. Have a good show, guys, and I'll try to make your Tuesday ones if I'm not worn out from trying to learn difficult chemical equations.
Fuck that.
That you'll never use.
Yeah, that you'll never use unless you're going to be a chemist.
Ask me at $5,000, let me pitch you some shit you'll never use.
Yeah, fuck that. Chemistry sucked.
Yeah. Yeah, thanks for listening for so long, Meowth. It's been a while.
Yeah.
Because last week we talked about, we mentioned something about, we wanted to know who was still listening that had been listening and how long you've been listening for, like, we weren't thinking that anybody would be around that has actually listened for that long continuously, I think was the premise of the whole thing.
How long? Like, what was you talking about? Like, how long back?
Like as far back, whoever, you know, basically I think we were saying anybody that's been listening, you know, since before like 100 or whatever, continuously. You know, we're kind of curious about that.
If there was anybody who's bothered to listen for that long.
Right.
I don't remember how that even came about.
I don't remember. But the next one has something to do with that, if you want to read it.
Okay. This has no name signed to it, so we're just going to read through. If this is you, thanks. You were asking at the end of the last podcast if anyone had been listening for more than half of the episodes. Oh. I have no idea what episode number I started, but there was a video show available on iTunes shortly after, and you were dealing with a jar of viscous liquid you received as a prize from VetChat, which was way before you came up with the stories or added brighter side, Vicky or Pac-Man to the show, or tried out the Choose Your Own Paths story time. Thanks for all that you do, and keep on keeping it real.
That was a long time ago.
The choose your own adventure thing was fucking awesome.
Yeah, that was fun.
I liked killing you guys.
It was kind of like a mini D&D episode. I think the video, I remember, I distinctly remember the episode that he's talking about.
Pink viscous liquid.
When I was up at your house and we were doing a video episode at your house because we were both there and we didn't know how to do a video episode otherwise. And we, I think it was episode 50, I think, if I'm not mistaken, because it was kind of a big deal. So we were going to do something special and we were going to crack open that pink viscous liquid that I won. I won from VentChat and see what it smelled like, and it smelled like rotten farts.
It did stink.
it made us gag. So I don't know why it stunk so bad. I mean, it wasn't rotten or anything. It turned out to just be honey.
Yeah,
which doesn't go bad apparently. But
why did it smell so bad?
I think just because it had been bottled up for so long, and I don't know. It probably just developed that nasty initial stench, or Trinette farted in the bottle and sealed it real quick. I'm not sure.
He probably fucking did. Cocksucker.
I mean, it's, you know, came from California, so.
Yeah, you never fucking know. Hippies and shit everywhere.
Hippies and shit.
Yep.
All right. So, yeah, I mean, that's pretty awesome if you've been listening that long. That's a long time.
Should give you a reach around.
Such dedication.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. Who wants to read Myro's wall of email?
I'll read
it's
it.
It's all you, Jay.
We'll get through it here. All right. Myro says, "What up, ladies? Been a long time, but I'm still listening. Thought I would write in and add my two cents to the Mythic Plus discussion."
Oh, good.
Here we go, Mark. Initially, I was in complete agreement with Mike. Mythics and Mythic Plus dungeons seemed pointless and stupid to me. My understanding of the system was flawed, though. I thought when you ran Mythic, you got a keystone for the same Mythic and got a higher level keystone for the still the same Mythic with each consecutive completion, which seemed like a really good way to burn your players out. I wasn't aware that each Mythic Plus completed awarded a random high level keystone that helped a little. Another thing that was holding me back from trying them was that I was stubbornly still playing disc, and I know there's a stigma with that spec now, and was hesitant to attempt pugging them, but several members of my guild were running them one night and needed a healer, and I decided to tail along. After completing one, I was hooked. The gear is meh. Most of mine is better than I get from dungeons now, but the challenge of completing the dungeon in the requested time frame, or trying to even do it faster and get two chests from, or even three at the end, was a welcome treat for me. Attempting to overcome the various extra traits the dungeon as you reach higher levels is also a nice touch.
It was fun watching you fall over fucking, right there.
My eyes are going buggy trying to read this.
He went full doofus there for a second.
Wham, face first.
He goes on to say, "Volcanic is annoying as fuck, but all of them make you take a second to slow down and not just blindly pull everything and hope for the best. The fact that you do have to set a time limit is also good when you only have so much time to play. You can plan out what you're going to do with the same accuracy because you only have so long to complete each before you burn the keystone. Longest one I've been in so far is Halls, and that was 45 minutes. So you know when you start Halls run, you're looking at that amount of time. So if you only have an hour to play, you can at least get Halls run in or complete a shorter dungeon. I'm not trying to convince Mike. I know foolhardy that would be. Mike does what he wants to do.
I do what I want.
Just giving a different perspective on the whole Mythic Plus system for someone who hated it at launch as well. I don't do them every night, but once or twice a week, it's a fun thing to get together with friends to do outside of the time commitment of writing. Also, the AP is pretty good. I get over 1 million AP in one night just from running 5 or 6 Mythics. Real quick update on raiding, how raiding is going. Nighthold is a lot of fun. We're 6 of 10, and the team feels really good right now. Hope to have normal cleared soon and move on to Heroics. That's all for now. Take it easy. That's awesome. good job on Nighthold. I know you had a lot of problems with your guild and your raid for a while there, and I'm glad that things are finally smoothing out for you and you're getting some stuff done. You're actually getting some progression, huh?
He runs with us.
Does he?
He runs with us as a healer, and then I've got Freya and Paper and somebody else that raids with him on his nights.
Okay. Very cool. Yep. I'm sure that's helping out his raid group a lot in their progression. What do you think about mythics? I know what Mike thinks. Pack, what do you think about mythics?
I quit running them.
Yeah, you don't give a shit about them either, huh?
I ran the shit out of Mythic and Mythic Plus when the game first came out, when we was really trying to outgear everything and everybody.
Sure.
And I got so burnt out on them that I haven't done them.
Yeah.
Shit. I done them for the first 2 months that the expansion was out and haven't done another one since.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm out on them.
Yeah.
I do have one thing I will agree with him on.
Okay.
And this is, I have ignored them, so I wasn't really in tune to the there is a benefit. And the whole fucking hook is just that it is literally the best way to grind artifact power.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good point.
So if you want to grind out a whole bunch of AP, Mythic Pluses are the best way to do that.
Yeah. Yeah, I've heard that.
I still think they're fucking stupid.
We know.
Anybody who wants to grind out 17 million artifact power is also pretty fucking stupid.
Yeah.
Daggered.
Yeah. Well, we'll hear from his stupid ass before too long, too, telling me how dumb I am and about all that. Mythic Plus, Mike, what the fuck? Two-year number ones, you motherfucker. I don't know. I'm guessing at what he sent in the email.
I don't know. I got it right here. Me. I got it ready to go.
He texts me.
Did he?
He'll listen to the show, and then he'll, like, live text me while he's listening, like, dude, really? I could hear you fart or something, you know.
Yeah.
Could you smell it? Then I would be.
Right.
What the fuck is this shit about Mythic Pluses? They're the best. Like, oh.
Did you hear the one about the brewmaster and the paladin tank who went into Nighthold and
no. But yeah. fuck Mythic Pluses, man. Fuck them.
Yeah. All right.
Okay. Now I bet next week we'll probably get at least one more email.
Yeah.
But somebody has to tell me how Mythic Pluses are actually really good.
God, I hope so.
Yeah.
I just hope so. I hope somebody sends one in. That says how good Mythic Pluses are and why they're necessary.
It's starting to be like a fucking infomercial, but I'm like, oh, Mythic Pluses, I don't see the use in that. But Mike, check this out. You can not only get one Mythic Plus, right, but you can get two when you finish the first one.
Yeah, did we say two chests? Again. You can get three.
You can get three.
But wait.
Wait, there's more.
My earphones just fell off.
Yeah.
God. Wow. Hold on to this bucket of I just gave a fuck.
Oh, I don't. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm interested in the voicemail now. Play it.
We need to start doing infomercials. I think that would turn out really well.
Oh, I bet it would be magical.
Yeah. All right. Here's the first one from Dagger.
What's up, guys? This is Dagger calling in with a little PSA for a site I've been using kind of off and on this expansion that I think is new for Legion, but it's called checkmywow.com, and you basically copy-paste a Warcraft log URL from one of your logs into this site, and it'll process reports on different characters in your raid that you select. And all of the stuff that you would use to look up information on Warcraft log, it just like presents it in a really nice, easy, quick, tables and charts and percentages and numbers. Like it'll tell you, like for me as a brewmaster, it'll tell me how much damage I purified from Stagger every time I purified. it'll tell me how much damage each of my cooldowns gave me every time I activated them. If you have like Shield Slam for Warriors, you know, it'll let you know out of 50 Shield Slams that you could have cast that encounter, how many did you actually cast? So you know if you're missing Shield Slams and Keg Smashes and stuff like that. It's just a really good summary of information, and it kind of gives you a little information about where you're at without actually having to dig deep into the logs yourself. And you can also, it makes it really easy to compare against other people of your class too. So like if you're looking at somebody's logs who's doing better than you are on a boss, you can plug their log in, you can plug your log in. It makes it real easy to compare and see who's doing better with what and what you can do to improve. So it's a pretty awesome site, and you guys should check it out.
Cool. Yeah, thanks for throwing that out there. I know, who was it that was saying in Discord? Vannon, I think, was using it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the first I'd heard about it. Now Dagger
looked at it when it first started the expansion. He said that it was horseshit to begin with. Now, Actually, a lot of the guys are using it after I linked that back in there.
Yeah.
Can I say something real quick?
Sure.
Yeah, go for it.
Wait a minute. Let me put this nicely. I don't give a fuck about goddamn Warcraft fucking logs. Not one fuck do I give.
Yeah.
For each for his own. If you like using them, use them. But I hate any fucking body that turns this game into goddamn tables and fucking numbers constantly. If I'm getting the boss down, I could give a shit less if I fucking hit Civ Slam as many times as I was fucking supposed to. I don't give a shit. The boss is dead. I move on.
Yeah.
I'm not going to sit and look at this number, look at that number. I mean, the only time I venture off in the logs is if we're having trouble on a boss. And I want to see where the problem's at. And I'll look at DPS numbers, make sure they're about where they need to be. Other than that, I don't dig much more into it.
Yeah.
I'm sure that with my gear score and shit, I should be pulling 400 fucking K as a tank. Well, I'm not. I pull 2. I don't care. The boss is going down. I'm not doing the numbers crunch crap.
Yeah.
I'm not in Mythics. I'm raiding normals. I'm a retard. So, yeah. I mean, yeah, you do that shit if you're in Mythics. I understand he likes to do that kind of stuff, and mm-hmm. there's a lot out there that do.
Yeah.
But if I turn my raiding experience into numbers, tables, numbers, percentages, I just wouldn't want to do it.
Yeah.
No. Wouldn't want to do it.
Yeah. That's.
I do fairly well without them.
Yeah, and a lot of people do. I mean...
But, you know, the one time that I did dig in there... You know, I wasn't even in the fucking 40th percentile. I don't give a shit. The boss is dead.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times I'll be looking over here to see what somebody's doing, and my damn Shield Slam proc's been up for 45 seconds, and I still ain't hit the damn thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, you look at my numbers, I'm probably one of the shittiest tanks on that server, but I don't care. The boss is getting dead.
Yeah, I mean, that's the whole point.
Numbers, man. I can't stand the numbers crap. Right. I just can't do it.
And that's, you know, that's to each their own. I'm a numbers and figures person. I like to see that stuff visually and try and find ways that I can improve just a little bit here and there to get my numbers up, but that's just me.
That's
my preference.
From what I get out of this Check My WoW,
yeah.
I think it's great for DPS who have a specific rotation who actually need to be figuring out, are they doing it right or are they doing it wrong?
Like a fucking feral tanks, druid?
Am I? What?
No, like a fucking feral druid?
Yeah. But there's... I mean, like, when I look at myself and I click on the cast efficiency bar, yeah. I'm 77% efficient. And it lists like 5 different abilities. None of them are like typical use. It shows how many times I could have cast it during the fight and how many times I did. And that's okay. What it bases the efficiency on. Now, we all know as a healer, you are not always going to be able to click those spells as soon as they're off a cooldown.
Right.
So I may have been able to get Tears Deliverance off 5 times in the one fight. I got it off 4 times.
Yeah.
I didn't use it the last time because I don't always use some of these on cooldown.
Yeah, and that's the big thing is a lot of those healer cooldowns are used at certain specific times, not just on cooldown.
Right. Light of Dawn, 29 casts out of 35 possible casts. We weren't always in the position for me to use Light of Dawn.
Right.
Bestow Faith, that's something I should be using on cooldown, 20 or 35 casts. But I fucking hate that spell because it's a talent that you have to take because it's the only one with real throughput.
Yeah.
But, see, but that's what I'm saying. You do what works for you,
right,
and you're getting shit done.
Right.
And I don't want to look at something and be, oh, you're a retard. You didn't cast this many times.
Right.
You don't know what the fuck you're doing.
With something like this, I don't know if I would really like that because it's not smart enough to know things like that, you know? It's not smart enough to take into account those things. So I don't really think that would be very beneficial to me as a healer especially. But as far as like just static logs go, as far as the numbers that came up that during a fight that are already done in there and that I can look at, those are the solid numbers that happened that I can look at and analyze for myself and say, maybe I wasn't doing this, you know, or maybe I wasn't doing that, or I only did this so many times, and just kind of get my own deductions from it just from my own knowledge or comparing to others of the same class. But something that's telling me you should have been casting this more, I don't really like that.
Yeah. I just don't look into it.
It's just a program that somebody built.
Right.
And they put in, you know, it is a good feature for comparing. I mean, if you really want to dive in to find out what you're doing wrong, what you can improve on, then have at it. You know, I mean, especially like Daggard, when he explained it to me, there was some ability that he uses that is really, really, really hard for him to calculate how efficient it is.
Okay.
Until he saw this, and then he's like, oh, fuck, yeah, that ability is, I'm actually doing it really well, so I'm happy to see that. And he can compare it against other guys, which is great. Mythic Raiders, that's terrific.
Yeah.
Normal Raiders, we probably got enough of our own fucking problems that this ain't really going to help
shit. Yeah, that's going and buying, $40 golf balls when you're going to hit the range or going to hit the front nine, and, you know, you're a horseshit golfer, so buying expensive golf balls ain't going to help you. Well, you know, if you're a normal raider and you do average to good, you know, going and min-maxing to the point of the Mythic Raider is not going to really help you a whole lot, I don't think.
Yeah, overall, I do believe that if you like data and you like trying to figure out how you can improve your gameplay, this is a very, very good side-by-side tool with Warcraft logs that you can use to find out how you can do things better.
Don't get the gig syndrome.
Yeah.
And overthink it, though.
Oh, God. Yeah. So enjoy. There you go. Next call.
This one is from Seraphis. He's got a little story for us.
Hey, guys. It's Sarah. So I'm driving down Route 32, right? And I see two goblins going at it anal, right? They're, like, tossing gold coins in the air. Next thing I know, one of them pulls out, the other one farts, and next thing you know, shit and green jizz is everywhere. Just fucking everywhere. And now there's like a 5-mile backup on Route 32. Like, this happened. This just happened. That's it. That's all I got.
I am now dumber from listening to that. That no way, shape, or form had anything to do. Billy Madison reference. Come on, guys. Come on,
yeah, guys.
I'm in there.
I got it. Okay. We are all now dumber.
Yeah.
For having listened to that.
Oh wait, it gets better. Here's another one.
I'm gonna have to mute my mic so I can.
Yeah.
One of these fucking sluts. It's been a long time. It's been a long time, and I know you guys have been doing some anal, the fucking rim jobs, you fucking sluts. This is Zia, and I know you. I know you both. You fucking sluts. So why don't you just go have some pegging? you can slide your dick up into an ass. Fuck you both. I love you. Fuck.
She sounded thirsty as fuck.
Yeah. She needed a big cup of ball sweat to suck on it.
What's your number? I'll give you some dick.
Ooh.
What?
Fucking Zia. When Zia gets drunk.
Yeah.
I have no fucking clue who that is.
It's too bad she was pregnant when we were at, what you call it?
BlizzCon.
BlizzCon. Because I think I would have carried her around like a little chihuahua.
Yeah.
Under my arm.
Yeah, Surface and Zia are from the Sundering podcast. I mean, they've been around, you know, as long as we have, and, you know, kind of a very similar podcast and in our styles and things like that. But yeah, we've been good friends with them for a long time, and they're good shit.
They may be a little more into anal than we are.
Yeah, probably just a little thought. More, a little more into anal, a little more into bacon.
I don't really know. At one point, I lost Zia. Like, she sort of fell on the phone for a minute, or dropped between her boobs or something.
Yeah.
And she said something about doing something with your dicks.
It sounded like pegging.
I'm not sure what pegging is.
I
don't want to Google that.
Yeah. I don't know. I can only imagine.
Google it on my phone. At least I clear that history.
Hello, virus.
Yeah. Pegging.
Well, yeah, thank you guys for the call. That's very entertaining.
She don't know nothing about the stink wink, though.
Fix or make fast with peg or pegs. Well, that doesn't... Urban Dictionary. Let's go to that one.
You gotta get dirty.
Anal sex reversed.
How's that work? Yeah.
Instead of a man sticking his penis up the woman's butt, the woman wears a strap on and sticks it up the man's butt.
Oh, okay.
She needs to call me.
Man, I really feel like getting fucked in the ass today, but I don't dig the whole gay lifestyle.
Right.
I'm okay, not honey, gay. I'll wear a strap on, a little pearl, and we'll.
I'm not gay, but I want something in my ass.
Yeah. Just don't look me in the eye.
Jude's wife fucked him in the ass with a dildo. She pegged him. He's going to take his wife's maiden name.
Reach Rollins could be part of the
pegged.
Show.
Pegged. He got pegged.
I fucking love Urban Dictionary.
Oh, God.
Wow. God damn it, that's fucking...
That might not even been what she said. We just took it to a whole nother level again.
She's so cute, I might just let her do that. Strap it on.
Yeah. She might give you the Bane mask.
Yeah. Yeah, no shit. Be alright. Okay, so that's emails, that's phone calls.
That's it.
Probably not going to be able to sleep now.
No, you ever thinking about pegging.
No, I'm going to sleep facing my wife for a while now. So, all right. We got a show title.
Cool. Yeah, that's...
Thanks, Mio.
That's a wrap. Thanks, everybody, for the emails and voicemails. And, again, we will not be having a show next week because it's Valentine's Day. So send us an email or a voicemail. Let us know if you got pegged on Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
All right. Shit. Well, be good.
Be good at it.
You've been listening to the Stopcast Podcast. You can find us at stopcast.net or listen to us on iTunes or Stitcher. Email the show at stopcast@gmail.com or call us at 209-845-7867. Follow us on Twitter at @J_stopcast, @Mike_stopcast, and @PacmanPVP. Catch us live every Sunday night at 10 CST. Thank you for listening, and we hope you enjoyed the show.